The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it protect our hearts and minds in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning of these services, we will close in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we have been gathered in the midst of summer at these festivities. Our innermost is filled with thankfulness. We marvel at this summer service city with the thoughts of the word of Psalm. What is man that you remember him? Or that a child that you take care of him? God, our Father, you have sent your living words in our midst. The Lord Jesus Christ has brought living word in our midst, who live in the valley of death. We pray that your word would refresh our faith and guide those who are not partakers to find this kingdom. Thy will be done on all of our behalf. And so in the beginning of these services, we ask your heavenly gifts in your cheap vessel, as your desire would be for us to speak, guide our speech. Help the servants of your word to pause around your word, to search themselves and all that which is not seen in our clay eyes, so that one would be fulfilled in this one young poet's words. All that love, take our eyes of clay away from the earth. Prepare it for light which cannot be seen until the most important, that is unperishing, will disappear. Bless the word that is preached here at summer services in your name and for the salvation of our undying souls. Amen. I will read for text, the words of the text. From the book of St. John, from the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which was called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest me drink of me, which am I, a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen. Jesus was on a journey. Even at this moment, many of you are journeying to Pori Kirjuriluoto. Jesus' journey was to Judea, to his home country, Galilee. As he was journeying, he always took the shortest route. He traveled through Samaria. We know that when you're on a journey, many things can happen. On the journey, you may have to stop. There may be surprises. So that is what also happened to Jesus at the hottest hour of the day. His travel companions had gone to get food from the nearest city because their teacher had commanded them to do so. During that time, because Jesus was weary on his journey, he stopped at a cultural and historically very famous spot, which was Jacob's well. During the time of siesta, to his surprise, he met a Samaritan woman. That to what type of a meeting and the details of what it was like, John does not specifically say. For example, we do not know. Did Jesus greet this woman? But we know according to what John has written. Against the teachings of the Jewish rabbis, he spoke to this person, to this woman, which was seen as a person who was filthy. This picture, which we receive from the story of what John says, that this meeting was very friendly. And this woman, from the viewpoint of her, did a turn in her life. It'd be good to know what were their deepest feelings when they surprisingly met each other at the well of Jacob. I think that both parties at that point knew. They felt that they were at the wrong spot at the wrong time. That is not even a strange happening to us. We have had happenings in our life. We have not been able to deny it or shy away from that feeling that we are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Did Jesus really at the Sychar well, was he really there at the wrong place at the wrong time? John, the writer of this gospel, wrote, even before this happening, his own happening. It says in this way, him, Jesus, he had to travel through Samaritan. This small side note, means that this accidental meeting had a purpose. Jesus nor this Samaritan woman, they were not at the wrong place at Jacob's well. They were at the right place. With these thoughts and what my thoughts stop at the summer service area, at this diverse amount of people there. It could be, even now at these services, there are guests that they themselves really do not know why they are here. For also a lot of different features in this surroundings, questions may arise that am I really in the right spot? Now I have a marvelous opportunity to ensure you are in the right spot, correct spot. You are here as a festive guest, and yet here you are offered something we could say would be miraculous water. This miraculous water, which is according to the teaching of the Lord, quenches the thirst of a dying soul. This water, this living water, it's not water like in general, bubbles from the grounds of the earth. It comes from a totally different, it comes high from above, from the throne of God. above all. This miraculous water, this living water, it does not cost anything. You can have it for free. That's why I can congratulate you, dear service guest. You did good that you came. We are all here before the face of God to hear what He has wanted to be spoken. This is how a soldier greeted Cornelius in his own home, in Apostle Peter. Dear listeners, we know that water is a living fountain. We need water in order for life to continue. I heard that last year, the organizations of Tornio Summer Services were worried that would there be plenty of water which is guided through the city to the summer service area. There was enough water. In the eastern countries, know how to value drinking water. It is water comes from the bases of the earth. It comes from the base. At the well that which was about 25 meters deep, which is named Jacob's well, here Jesus and the Samaritan woman met. Here they discuss living water. Jesus was thirsty. He asked the woman to get well from the water so that he could be even drink from the same cup as the woman. It was surprising to the woman. It was an impossible thought. How can a Jewish woman speak to her and does this? An unbelievable command. So Jesus answered to his companion whom he discussed with, if you would know the gift that God has given and who it is safe to drink, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. Jesus suggested, let's switch roles. Jesus wanted to guide this woman to guide her thoughts into the secrets of the miracle water of heaven. What happens? It happened what John the Baptist had even said. What is of the earth is of the dust of the earth and speaks of the matters of this world. The thoughts of this world were in the mind of the Samaritan woman, of her everyday life. She couldn't stop from marveling that someone would offer even water that was better, a man who had come to the well with empty hands, without any kind of a cup. And this famous spot that he would ask such a thing, this unknown Jew, why would he ask? That does he really think he is bigger than Jacob? The woman is a prisoner of her own life. She's probably there because it's the hottest time of the day for this reason, so that she would not meet any other people. Maybe she was carrying inside of her the burdens of her heavy life, of her past, and of the current burdens. Perhaps she wished that she would have something better, a happier life. When Jesus reassured her that if you drink the water that I give, shall never thirst, but water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This woman saw a glitter of hope. So then she asked very honestly, Lord, give me this water. It would be easier life. In what she was saying in these words, that I would never become thirst and I would never have to come fetch water again. Then Jesus answers with this command, go call thy husband. And she says, I have no husband. Jesus proclaimed all the secrets of this woman's secrets. Yes, you spoke the truth. You had five husbands. And now the man you're living with is not your husband. That was when the understanding of this woman began. She awoke into. She began to conclude that the man she was communicating with, that he has to be a prophet. Jesus said, what happened after this? That he is the Messiah, in which he will say that he will proclaim all. The woman was all of a sudden in a hurry. She left her vessel. She went to the city and told them that she had found the Messiah. People started journeying. People flocked to see the one who was offering the living waters. The living waters began to flow. And this woman was a fountain in herself. She was the one who saw Jesus. At the end of this happening, John says, many believed upon Jesus once they had heard him speak. Dear listeners of the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by and through the word of God. This is how the Holy Bible teaches us. These summer services are for this reason, is where the living waters can freely flow. God has worked in miraculous ways. He has hidden the treasure of faith into cheap vessels. That's what we believers are. They are poor children of God, which carry in them the living waters. This water is meant to be shared. The gospel of the forgiveness of sins. There is a miraculous power in it. It uplifts the unbelieving listener from the death and sinful night to be a partaker of a child of God and into the freedom of a child of God. This living water is what is offered here. What do I say? Emboldened to believe. Your unbelief and your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. If this can happen, you are a believer of it. You are also the fountain of this living water. You are a messenger of Christ. And you, dear travel friend, when you feel that you are an unworthy servant, do not be shy when you meet familiar and unfamiliar people, that you would discuss and ask that what belongs or what, how is your soul doing? Are you believing? That was said in the beginning of Christianity. That is Jesus in your heart. Be emboldened to have this living water, bring it forth, the word of salvation. That is where we receive strength to believe. Even at this moment, you, the servant of Christ, you poor child of God, you can securely believe all your doubts, sins, temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. When in the living waters can freely flow, when the gospel can continue its victorious path, it will be fulfilled. What happened after the conversation here at the well? Jesus, the best teacher, left to his disciples. He said, the reaper will gain his victory. He will gather his harvest with the reapers in the field, and they can rejoice together. Hopefully these summer services in Pori can be sowers of festivity as reapers of the festivity. Amen.